You know, Madeline, I had a very LA experience last night. Uh-huh. I was going to the gym. Yes, I go to the gym.
Well, it's the beginning of the show.
And there was, right next to the Y in Hollywood, was like a fleet of limos for some pre-Oscar Vanity Fair thing. I couldn't even park.
Limos? Well, wait, the Oscars aren't till Sunday. Why are all those limos out already?
Funny you would ask. Actually, we've got reporter Gloria Hillard, who set out to get behind the shaded windows of the Oscar limo.
This is Empire Limousine's garage. It's almost the size of an airplane hangar, and it's spotless. There are rows and rows of limos, stretch limos, sedan limos, and SUV limos. There's so much high-gloss black and chrome here, I'm feeling a bit underdressed.
You might have somewhere in the neighborhood of 300 to 400 vehicles out that night.
Felix Torres is special events coordinator for Empire, the limousine company contracted by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences to get all those nominees, presenters, and performers on stage or in their seats on time.
Oscar doesn't wait for anybody, but we've had our barely made it scenarios, yes. So if you don't get in the car by a certain time, depending on where you live and where you're at, we start biting our nails. We start knocking on that door, and ma'am, sir, you gotta go, we gotta go. Dress in the car, put your makeup in the car, it's okay, let's go.
In addition to choreographing the movement of some 400 limos, Tori's job also entails security. He has a military background that qualifies him for the job, but he won't say what it is.
I can't say all the measures we take, but we do take some measures on making sure when we leave out of the building or the gas station that we're not being followed, or when we arrive to the talent's either residence or hotel room, that the passenger gets on board very safely and we're not being followed to the Kodak Theater.
My next interview was here in one of the stretch limos. Crawling across the stretch limo here, okay. There's about 5 feet between the matching plush leather seats, and I didn't navigate it too gracefully. I could only imagine the task wearing a floor-length designer gown. Observing me is Murray Levy, director of chauffeur operations, a veteran Oscar driver, and personal chauffeur to a number of can't-be-named celebrities for 25 years. He's tall and impeccably dressed, and the only question I can think of in that moment is...
I imagine you've seen and heard it all.
Pretty much.
I soon learned that one of the hallmarks of chauffeuring celebrities is confidentiality, and on that front, Levy is a man of few words.
What happens in the car stays in the car.
In this car, the crystal glasses and champagne flukes sparkle. Levy says on the day of the Academy Awards, it will be the driver's responsibility to make the car Oscar-ready, beyond the chill and room temperature water and the stock gin, vodka, and whiskey.
And then it goes from there. Then it gets very specialized to what the clients may want. It could be, you know, chilled bottles of Cristal or special bottles of vintage wine. Pretty much we'll know that in advance.
For presumably after the show, of course. Now, once the drivers drop off the stars, they head to the parking lot of the Hollywood Bowl a few miles away, which begs the question, what do the hundreds of limo drivers do during the Oscar show?
They have a couple of big screens set up so you can watch the show. It's always nice to see the client that you're driving win an award. So, you know, you give yourself a little cheer knowing that you're going to be having one happy client for the rest of the evening.
Levy says a lot of people think his is a glamorous job.
It's not as glamorous as I think the people think it is. It can be very boring.
Now, that could be part of the chauffeur code of silence, but I tried one more time with his favorite Oscar memory. Yes, he has one.
But I can't tell you about it, I'm afraid.
And then he had to go. And along with him, behind those tinted windows, some of Hollywood's best-kept Oscar stories. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.